ויקווה אל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך ויאמץ ליבך וקווה אל השם קווה אל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך חזק ויאמץ ליבך וקווה אל השם קווה אל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך ויאמץ ליבך וקווה אל השם קבל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך חזק ויאמץ ליבך וקבל השם קבל השם חזק
מתוך כתבי רבש, כרך א', לפעמים מכנים את הרוחניות בשם נשמה.
רבש, volume 1, sometimes spirituality is called a soul. We have to always evoke the thing that is forgotten from the heart. And this is what's required to correct the heart, which is love of friends, whose purpose is to come to love of others. This matter is not pleasant to the heart, which is called self-love. Therefore, when there is an assembly of friends, we must remember to bring up the question, meaning everyone should ask himself how much we have advanced in love of others and how much we have done to promote us in that matter. Again, we must always awaken the thing that is forgotten from the heart, a thing that is required in order to correct the heart, which is love of friends, whose purpose is to come to love of others. This is not pleasant for the heart, which is called self-love. Hence, when there is a gathering of friends, we must remember to bring up the question, meaning, everyone should ask himself how much we have advanced in love of others and how much we have done in order to bring us, in order to promote us in that matter. Now we're going to talk about the question that Abbas suggests in the excerpt we just read. Each one checks himself and shares with the friends how much we have advanced in love of others. We're all going to talk about it together. Everyone speaks. So again, each one examines himself and shares with the friends how much we have advanced in love of others.
כמה התקדמנו באהבת הזולת?
How much did we advance in love of others? I think that every day that the light works on us, it brings us closer together, it brings us closer to jumping out of ourselves and through the actions we're trying to do, through asking Him to bring us closer. And of course, it's not enough. It's possible to do more, that's for sure. But still, we have to try.
That's the question that each of us should ask himself. First of all, it's an opportunity to remind yourself that this is the goal, to achieve love of others, to let the heart hear this goal and cope with it. And then begin to progress from now, from zero, but in the right direction.
I think that We can see our advancement in this workshop that we're trying to integrate in the love of friends that leads us to a new and real, truthful, honest place, genuine place, and the friends, they have a greater and greater desire for connection.
Each one checks himself and shares with the others how much we've advanced in love of others. I left our meeting yesterday with this question, and I saw that the need for commitment and the mutual demands, I felt that at least as far as I'm concerned, it's not coming from love. I don't know from where, but not from love. In order to have some mutual commitment, it has to be on the basis of love. Because first you have to achieve a level, certain level of love, and out of that, we have to make a covenant, create a commitment. So the question is, how do we come to such a state of love from which we can sign a covenant, or do we first have to uphold certain, meet certain criteria that from this we can achieve love? But there's no doubt that along the way we've gotten much closer, and that you can measure in our feelings.
I don't know if it's possible to measure how much we've advanced, but we can measure how many efforts we made and the feel that we need right now to come closer to each other and to care for one another. Maybe that's the measure. And we can always add in mutual support in this respect. And every friend has to ask himself, how much did I exert in this direction? What did I do in order to connect the 10 so that all the friends will care for the 10, for its advancement, for us to demand together? How much did I contribute to all of this?
Now each one will describe the state of covenant that we have to attain during the lesson, and what action do we need in order to achieve this. Now we are going to speak, but without words. So again, the question, each one describes to himself the state of covenant that we have to achieve during the lesson, and what action is required of us in order to uphold the covenant. And we answer this in speaking without words or sounds.
ולא ניקשר